This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. It's hard for black children in foster care to be adopted. A lot harder than for white children or other minority children. A law enacted back in 1994, it's called the Multi-Ethnic Placement Act. It was supposed to make it easier for white parents to adopt black children.
But that has not happened. According to a new study from the Evan B. Donaldson Adoption Institute, few black children are being adopted by whites or blacks. And among the ones who are adopted by white parents, many suffer psychologically with racial identity issues.
Dorothy Bode is a white woman who adopted six black children. She blogs about her experience as a transracial adoptive mother on the site of Carolina Hope Christian Adoption Agency. Dorothy Bode, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to adopt children of a different race than you?
I was raised in an adoptive family, so we had a pretty broad understanding of family. And when we opened our home study to begin adoption, we were open to children of any race. And we were chosen by an African-American mom to parent her child. So that's how we got started.
And then you kept going?
And then it just kept happening.
And the study released yesterday, one of the conclusions of it was that a lot of white parents who adopt black children are not really well prepared to confront issues of race and identity, and that a lot of the black children suffer psychologically from that, from having issues about racial identity and discrimination, and that they're not adequately prepared to deal with that in the larger community. How do you prepare yourself, or how did you prepare yourself, and how do you deal with these issues?
As a family, we had to make some pretty significant life changes. We moved from a white suburb to the inner city, so we see people who are African American and every nationality every day, and we interact, and we've really experienced racism, not personally because I'm white, but the indirect racism that's subtle and is really pervasive in America still. And now I have to help my children to understand that that's not personal. That's a larger societal problem.
How old are your children?
My oldest biological is almost 12, and my oldest adopted is 8.
And you have 3 biological children?
Yes, we do.
You live in downtown Minneapolis?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to your adopted children? What do you say to them when they're faced with issues of discrimination?
So far, what they've had to deal with is more juvenile nastiness and some careless comments by adults. But we do identify it as a historical issue, just the various things that have come historically from slavery on. We're very open and talk about it. We studied that period of history pretty intensely of slavery and what's happened since then, so that our children all understand, black and white, how wrong it is to treat people differently because of their color and how real it is that it happens. And that we take our responsibility seriously in connecting you to the larger African-American culture.
How do you do that? How do you connect your children to the larger African-American culture?
Well, our church has 3 African-American or biracial pastors. We're involved in activities that are going on multiculturally, and especially within the African-American and the Cherokee Indian, which are the represented populations in our family. We had to come into an environment where it wasn't all white for them.
How has it changed you? You said you moved from the white suburbs to the inner city. How have you changed?
I'm a different person. I'm not the latte-drinking MBA in Woodbury, which is a fancy suburb anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the mom in the city going, yeah, here, let's all pick out our girls' hair in the front yard now.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't believe this is me. This is so bizarre. And it's good. And in moving to the city and becoming the mom to black children, I realized that color is important and race is important. So now our family is color conscious, much as the study was reporting, saying that we are different, we are special, we are unique, and each person has particular value.
So instead of glossing over the differences and saying they don't exist, you celebrate them. You say, yeah, we are different, and let's talk about that.
Yeah, and right now we're looking into adopting number 10 and beginning the paperwork on that. And it's fun to hear the children voting. Do we want another chocolate one or a vanilla one, or what kind of baby, maybe one that's both? And talking about it as a natural, healthy discussion, just like a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're open, we say, well, it will depend on who chooses us and what God's plan is.
some listeners might react with a little bit of surprise to what you just said.
Yep. Some people do not like the term black. Some people do not like the term African-American. And some people don't like the term vanilla or chocolate or even having the discussion. The hard part is most of those people are not living in it. They aren't a transracial family. And the reactions are emotional, not logical. Children at the age of 4 begin differentiating. You're a boy, I'm a girl. You're heavier, I'm lighter, I'm taller, you're shorter, I'm black, you're white. It's part of the concrete processing as they develop, and we've had to develop ways to talk about it that are normal, and that's how our family's chosen to do it.
Despite this law being enacted back in the mid-1990s that was supposed to make it easier for people to adopt African-American children, that hasn't happened. What do you think needs to be done? How could more black children be adopted and be adopted quicker?
The second part of that act that talked about actively recruiting African-American families that hasn't happened yet, I think that is a huge, huge part of getting more African-American kids adopted out of foster care.
Your experience notwithstanding, do you think it could be better, it is generally better, to have the same race with the same race? In other words, black parents adopting black children and white parents adopting white children.
I think the reality in America is that we are still a race-based society. If all things are equal and there's a black parent and a white parent willing to adopt a child, that they should be placed with the family they look the most like, because it eliminates one level of that child's adoptive angst. They'll always have a feeling in their heart that they're adopted and wasn't I good enough and all those adoption issues. But being able to pass in our society as a biological child versus forced to be an adopted one every day of your life, I think that is a blessing to a child if other things are equal.
We've been speaking about the challenges of transracial adoptions with Dorothy Bode. She's a white woman who has adopted 6 black children and is in the process of adopting a 7th. Dorothy Bode, thank you very much.
Thank you.